This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Sam Amico is going to join us at noon. Ron Darling, MLB on TBS color commentator, is going to join us at 1:20. Looking forward to talking about baseball with him coming up a little bit later in the show, obviously with the Guardians taking on the Yankees. He'll be calling those games on TBS. All right, I've got a couple little golf stories here that I kind of want to go through, but the first one I think is hysterical. Hysterical. Do you have something? Or no, I just want to make sure. All right, so CBS put this out like 2 days ago. It's on TikTok. It's on YouTube. I think I saw it on Instagram. And somebody was shooting their mother's wedding, which happened to be on a really nice backyard, which happened to be on the other side of a golf course.
So a house up against a golf course.
Yeah, it's a house up against a golf course where you can see, I'm not sure if it's a cart path or not, but it's, oh, you know what, Jeff? Interesting point to this, too. I'm going to bring this up again. The ball is right on the edge of OB, right? Because I'm trying to look at this, and I'm looking for a cart path there.
Oh, what is it?
And it looks like the ball is on the fringe of out of bounds, although there are no stakes there, so I'm assuming it's not. So this guy, it's got to be his drive maybe or a second shot that went towards this little pathway, and on the other side of the pathway, there's a couple that's getting married. So as you approach your ball and you see that this couple is like holding hands and they're having a ceremony and there's all these people sitting in chairs, this guy walks up to his ball and he doesn't pick it up. He just knocks it off the, it's probably a hazardous play because it was on some dry dirt. It's behind a tree. So he just knocks it back onto the grass. And then he takes his second or his third shot right there and puts it right through. My question to you is, would you have played it or would you have just picked up your ball and just kind of walked out and be like,
He's about 15, 20 feet from the bride and
groom.
Yes.
And there's trees all over the place. Like if this is me and I'm hitting this, I know I'm hitting a tree and it's coming
and
right back
in
the bride and the groom. Yeah.
And she's getting KO'd at her own wedding. Andy, here's the thing, my friend.
Would you play it? Yes or no, first.
Was he invited to the wedding?
No.
Is he playing golf?
Yes.
Is he on a golf course?
Yes.
Are they getting married next to a fairway?
Yes.
Play through, my friend.
Dan.
Play through.
Dan.
I think I would use the old foot wedge and just kind of work my way out of the shot as fast as possible.
He did use the foot wedge, kind of.
He did.
Yeah. You kind of have to in those regards.
That's lift place, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah, that's where you kind of need the foot wedge.
Drop, whatever it is.
Yeah, kind of give it a good kick and get out of the wedding photos.
He also didn't take a full swing to get out of the rough. He kind of just did one of those half.
Punched it.
I better make sure I'm going forward with this thing.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, ASAP. I'm in big troubles. I think you have two options here. One, if you're going to own it. Own it, although, I mean, this guy was cheating on top of it.
Well, maybe not. Might have been an unplayable lie.
I mean,
Okay, then you got to take a drop, don't you? You
can't. Well, he kind
of
did.
You can't really take the backside of your club and just randomly hit it into the grass.
Why
and go,
not?
Okay, that's where I'll hit it. You're supposed to pick it up and drop it, right?
I'll lose whatever cash I'm playing on that hole to avoid someone taking a chair to my back for ruining a wedding.
I can't believe that Jeff's having this argument because I thought people have told me playing with you that you play by the rules. There's no question about it. Now, I did hear that you play by the rules for yourself because of the competition level within your own mind, and that if somebody else needed to use a foot wedge, you don't lose your mind. Is that true or not?
Whatever.
You
said,
tell me.
Sure,
is that
let's
true?
Let's go with it. I think winter rules should be adopted year-round.
Okay. I just, at one point, someone said Jeff is a stickler for the rules when he plays.
Who told you that?
I cannot reveal my source. Someone told me that you were a stickler, and I respect that. If that's because I figured since you played high school golf, that you
poorly.
Well, it doesn't matter if it's poorly or not, you wouldn't cheat, and that you played the way you're supposed to play, which sometimes can be pretty harsh. Not your playing, the rules can be harsh.
Oh,
on
my game was pretty harsh. It's worse now. Thank you, Dan. Thank
okay,
you
so
much.
Again, I would have.
Here's the thing, this guy's clearly out for a casual day of golf.
Yes,
can I?
And he's wearing jorts, I think.
Andy,
yes.
If you decide that you're going to get married in somebody's backyard, maybe your own backyard, and it butts up against a fairway, bad on you. That's your mistake. It's not the hack golfer's mistake. You're getting married on a fairway.
I say play through, my friend.
I got married next to a lake. And it was a public lake, if people had come up on jet skis during the middle of my short wedding ceremony and had screamed, "Hey, you're an idiot." Well, I'm the guy who decided to have the wedding up against the lake.
True.
Right?
True. So, Dan, your final verdict was play through?
Foot wedge and move along.
Oh, would you pick the ball up or no?
I might have picked it up and just like tossed it into the fairway.
Or
give it the solid kick or two into the fairway and then hit it.
The casualness of the way the guy approached his ball and then hit it with the club to give himself a shot would indicate that he's not playing in a very serious match. And he probably should have just picked up the ball and walked away. However,
I would have done exactly what he did. Exactly. I would have kicked the ball off of the, it was, I don't know what, that's not a cart path.
Sure looks like a cart path.
But there's a tree in the middle of it. See it?
Oh, yeah, there it is on the right
side. So that's why I didn't think
it was
a cart path.
Maybe it's just a brown spot of dirt, you know.
It's where they planted trees and there's no grass underneath it. Yeah, so I would have played through. I would have done exactly what he did. I would have kicked the ball back onto some grass so I could hit it and then.
But, Andy, they're getting married. They're getting married 30 feet off a fairway.
That's on them. If they should know that someone could be playing through while they're getting married. No problem with that.
They could have had some fun with it.
Yeah, why didn't they?
I don't know.
They're so in love. They're both looking at the ground going, why? And
why did we think this was a good idea?
Why are we getting married? And by the way, am I wearing jeans at my wedding? No. Are those jeans?
No, they're not.
He's wearing tennis shoes, though.
He's wearing white pants.
Yeah, come on, man. You can do better than that.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You can do better.
All right. Oh, maybe they're going to play golf afterwards.
Those would be uncomfortable if he was playing golf in those. Next story. And we kind of breezed over this last week when it happened, but how about you talk about where the ball lies? Peyton Manning hit a house at the Memorial last week in Dublin.
How do you not expect to be hit by golf balls when you build a house on a golf course?
Boink. So when I lived in Columbus, we lived on a golf course, and our house would get hit all the time. And we just were like,
I'm Andy Baskin. I lived on a golf course.
It wasn't my house. My one of my really, really good friends growing up here in Northeast Ohio.
Mr. Scholarship
had a house.
Winner.
I needed a place to live. He needed a roommate. So I was like, all right, I'm in.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
He was. I wasn't. We got hit all the time. Could you imagine if Peyton Manning hit your house with a golf ball?
Yeah, there's a lawsuit. You're waiting to win.
How could you win a lawsuit? You live on a golf course. Your house is going to get hit with golf balls.
Did you get a collection of golf balls while you lived on a golf course?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Did you return them?
No, they didn't pick them up. They were just there at the end of the day. So I would just go out there.
So would you go out every day and pick them up?
If they were in the backyard, I would.
That's beautiful.
There was a little gazebo in the back, too, and they would land on the gazebo all the time.
You ever get hit?
Ding! Have I ever been hit by a golf ball?
No, when you were living at the house.
No, I never got hit. I never got hit. I've hit other people with golf balls before. Not meaningful. Maybe I perhaps hit a tree or a little sign that said carts this way or any other object that would be in the way of my swing. I'm really good at that. I probably hit more trees that have bounced back at somebody than I probably set some kind of record for that. Is there an Ohio State record for that?
I don't believe so.
I don't. Can we call the Ohio PGA and find out? Because I think I would qualify for that.
I don't believe so.
Next point. Max Homa. This is all kinds of golf in this segment, right? Max Homa had to carry his own bag as he was trying to qualify for the U.S. Open.
But didn't have to.
He was
chose in. To.
Chose to.
The dude's best buddy was his caddy, and they split. And it was the caddy's choice. And then he was using somebody else for a couple of weeks or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't go well. And so he played a 36-hole U.S. Open qualifier carrying his own bag. Dude was like a top 10 player on the tour a year or so ago.
He probably just played the Memorial. Because a lot of guys, it's always interesting that you find guys that are always trying to qualify for the U.S. Open that after the Memorial, there's all these courses in Central Ohio that sometimes get used as a qualifier for the U.S. Open, and all of a sudden, you know, they're playing on Sunday at Jack's Place, and they're playing somewhere around the corner the next day to try to qualify. His quote from this was pretty good. He said, because they were talking to him about, you know, not having a caddy, and he said, well, I'd rather talk about golf instead of all the questions about the caddy. Homa said, I'm good. I just hoofed 36.
There's a better line as to why he might not have had a caddy.
Say it.
This is Homa. When he was asked about the caddy. Yeah, it seems to be better than when someone is standing next to me for some reason. That's what he said about carrying the bag himself.
Wow.
Yeah, it seems better than when someone is standing next to me for some reason.
Which is very Max Homa, if you've ever heard him speak. He's got a great dry sense of humor.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't go over well with caddies.
All right, so
but
he just missed qualifying.
Yeah, he just missed qualifying.
And he's a big-time player.
He and his caddy just split.
Right. His caddy left him.
Yeah, because the two of them were best friends and like
buddies
best men at each
time.
Other's wedding and said if work ever got in the way of our friendship, we quit.
Right. We talked about this last week, didn't we? Yeah.
It was cool. It's a bummer for him, but it's cool that they were like, you know what? We'd rather be friends.
So let me ask you this. Do you think, he was in a playoff at the end of this to try to make the Open, right?
Yeah.
And he just missed. Do you think maybe if he doesn't carry his own bag and he's not as tired, he makes it?
Good chance.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, I don't know. It's a good chance.
I wonder what kind of bag he was carrying too.
It was a pretty big bag.
It was a pro bag.
It was not like a little carry bag.
I would probably downsize my bag if I had to carry it myself.
I would think so.
Yeah, you'd get one of the one of those Sun Mountain bags, right?
It doesn't look like, you know, it doesn't look like Ed Cervix bag.
Yes.
But it might be a little smaller, but it's still pretty good size. Yeah, dude carried his bag for 36 holes. Not like he carried it for 9 or 18.
Homa said he never felt the fatigue because he was around the cutoff line all day pushing him forward. After he three-putted his final hole was when it started to hit him. He said not having anyone to consult over a shot led him to be a little more conservative. Not a bad tactic on a course that he didn't know real well. Interesting. All right, so let that be a lesson to you if you're going to be qualifying for the U.S. Open. You may want to find a caddy. Just saying. Why can't they just use a cart? Sorry. I won't bring that up again. Sam Amico joins us next. We're talking hoops with him from Hoopswire. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.